Welcome in, everyone, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today we're going to take a quick look at all the buzz going around training camp. This is that time of year where every single Twitter highlight is blowing up. All the views are happening, and everyone's saying, this guy's going to be great, and that guy's going to be great, and this guy has a fantastic rapport with that guy. But we all know at the end of the day, some of these things are half-truths. So Derek Brown and myself today are going to talk about which of the camp buzz we're buying and which players we're having a lot of camp buzz we might be selling. Don't forget, everybody, for all the latest coverage, make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Pros wherever you get your pods, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Fantasy Pros, and click that little bell till it goes ding for notifications. D-Bro, all the buzz, everyone's in the best shape of their life pretty much, but some people are having some issues. The biggest one, too, and we're going to talk about some of the bigger names than some medium-sized names, some rookies. So we're going to kind of cover the gamut here, but Jonathan Taylor is the one that's really kind of blowing up right now, because Jonathan Taylor wanted a new contract. Jonathan Taylor was told you can't have a new contract. Then Jonathan Taylor was told that he has a back injury. So I'm seeing in early drafts now the Jonathan Taylor stocks start to get real dicey. So I guess the question is, are we buying that Jonathan Taylor is actually kind of in danger of missing time or holding out or not playing for the Colts? Or are we selling this idea is this is just your typical August nonsense?
No, Joe. And the other thing about this news is insane, man. Like, basically in training camp, Jim Irsay drives up, parks the bus right next to camp. Jonathan Taylor goes on said bus, talks to the head honcho, exits said bus, and then decides to put out a formal trade request right after it. So you can parse through that and say, well, the meeting on the bus didn't go so great, Joe. So I don't know, man. I mean, with this news, you couple all of this with the news that Zach Moss also broke his arm. So like, this backfield's getting thinner and thinner. So if the Colts, do they break? Does that happen? Man, all I know is that I will get exposure to a falling Jonathan Taylor in drafts, and I have no problem with that. Now, if you're playing one league, am I telling you to go all in, aggressively draft Jonathan Taylor falling into the third round right now? No. If you're playing in four or five leagues, am I going to get exposure to him and drafting him at least one of those? Yes. He's still one of the best running backs in the NFL. And regardless of how this news shifts out, look, he falls into the third round. We're talking about, do we take upside shots? Do we sit here and embrace risk in some of our drafts? I mean, if you're able to start a draft like, honestly, Joe, considering this, depending on when your drafts are, you're doing best ball, all these different types of things, it should not be possible to start your draft with Bijan and, say, Jonathan Taylor and a stud wide receiver. But hey, you could possibly start that way. So I'm going to keep drafting Jonathan Taylor, man.
Well, look, I wasn't in on him anyway as a first round pick this year, just because I have severe questions about the offense, how it's going to run. I don't like uncertainty in my first round picks as much as I can let that go aside. Jonathan Taylor, the later he starts to fall, the more intrigued I am by him because of I know what his ceiling is potentially. And I know even last year when he was healthy, he looked like Jonathan Taylor. The problem was he wasn't healthy last year. So I love this. I'm buying this buzz in a weird way. I'm buying it because I want people to get negative. And the cheaper it gets, the more I'm buying it, if that makes sense. That's my approach. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Fantrax, the most customizable fantasy platform in the industry, offering the greatest fantasy experience for your dynasty, keeper, redraft, and best ball leagues. Create or join a fantasy football commissioner league, invite your friends, and dominate your drafts this season and go deep with the ultimate keeper and dynasty leagues, creating simple redraft leagues or even a customizable best ball league with up to 2,000 squads. Fantrax free NFL fantasy football league manager is the most customizable, easy to use, and feature-rich platform in the industry. And if you're coming from another service, it's okay because Fantrax can easily import any of your current leagues and players and customize from then on if needed. So if you ever have a trade go wrong or make a mistake dropping a player, Fantrax commissioner tools allow you to undo that move with one simple click. And we all know that happens all the time. They're full of amazing features, and they're the most trusted name in fantasy sports since 2008, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, hockey, college football, college basketball, golf, soccer, NASCAR even. They've got everything. So if there's anything lacking in your current fantasy league manager, Fantrax likely has it. So fantasy sports doesn't sleep, Neither does Fantrax. With seasons running 365 days a year, there's a reason why fantasy players who try Fantrax make it their permanent home for all their fantasy leagues. So go sign up today at Fantrax.com/fantasypros. Again, Fantrax.com/fantasypros. Easy to switch. That's what you're going to do. And goodness knows my leagues on Fantrax have been a great success. I've run all of my charity leagues there the last few years. It's been fantastic. So go check it out again at Fantrax.com/fantasypros. And now back to the action. Now, one guy that, look, I didn't need any extra buzz. Everybody knows me. Bijan Robinson, I'm already the buzz machine here. But let's be honest. There's been a few clips in camp now that are running out there in the Twitter verse here, in the spaces, in the streets, in the Twitter, or X, or whatever the hell we're calling it now. And
the Bird app.
The Bird app that used to be the Bird app. Now it's a letter. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm old. I don't have time for this stuff. Just point me in the right direction and just send me home. Here's the thing with Bijan, though. People are starting to see now what you and I have been telling them for months and months. Mm-hmm. I've been telling people for years and years when I've been watching this kid play, was he's out there in slots running routes. He's out there ditching corners. He's out there catching balls with one hand, and people are going, holy crap. And yes, welcome to the party. So are you buying that helium, or are you selling it because, hey, it is just training camp and everybody's just kind of ramping up and you already knew this anyway?
I mean, I already knew this anyway. We've been talking about this, Joe. Like, Bijan's a guy that should not leave like the top seven players in any draft. Like, and you can make the case, like, I have him at RB2 right now. You can make the case for him to be the RB1 overall. That's totally fine. I mean, we've been here, Joe. Like, after Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson go off the board, maybe you want to say Travis Kelce. Okay, fine. But you could start making a case for Bijan Robinson at 103, 104 in drafts.
Oh, I've been making that case.
Yes. But that's the case that needs to be made. That's the case that people need to hear, because now they see the clips and they say, well, I've done some mocks and I've been on the draft wizard, and now Bijan Robinson, when my draft intel looks like he could go 104, 105. And I'm like, okay, fine. If you got the 103, draft him. Have fun. Enjoy life. Yeah. Enjoy fantasy.
Yeah. And I got my first share actually this season. Very excited. I'm in a fun little best ball tournament there, Superflex. And got him in the second round. Very pleased with that. That's for sure. Start off with Joe B and Bijan Robinson. Look, everybody, I know people are going to say CMC. They're going to say Eckler. They're going to say all these things that they're used to and comfortable with. And I get it. But you have to understand what you're seeing is not fake. What you're seeing is not buzz. What you're seeing is what he was doing in Texas. And now he's going to be doing it at the NFL level. He is going to destroy this league. It's going to be fun to watch. Now, let's take a tick down, because these were very popular players. These are players everybody's aware of. I want to move to some wide receivers here that I think people still feel a little uneasy with. Calvin Ridley didn't play football last year. I mean, let's just be blunt about it. He hasn't played much football in a couple years, it feels like. So Calvin Ridley is another guy who, if you watched on Fantasy Pros on the YouTube channel, my league winners video, he was the number one guy. At the time, he was going as wide receiver 24. If you look at fantasypros.com/rankings right now, you could see that number starting to tick up. Why? Because of some of the footage we're seeing where Calvin Ridley looks fantastic. The routes look crisp. The footwork works good. Everything that's going on right now, and especially with Trevor Lawrence, seems like it's going in that direction where, yeah, if you made early investments in Calvin Ridley, you're going to be right. Do you feel like this is a point, though, where you're buying it because it's still at a good value, or are you starting to sell it because you're worried that it might be starting to potentially tick up the board a little too much?
Oh, no. I think that people need to catch up. I mean, I've had Calvin Ridley as a top 12, top 13 wide receiver, and that's where he's been going. That's where he's going to continue to go. I could even nudge him a little bit higher, Joe. I mean, like, the thing about Calvin Ridley is I want to stay with or slightly above consensus on him. I mean, all I've been preaching all offseason, I know Erickson's been on the, okay, players don't, you know, forget how to be elite with Deshaun Watson. I've been saying the same damn thing with Calvin Ridley, baby. Like, in 2021, he was fifth in route win rate, third in win rate against man coverage. He's not old. He's not dust. He looks good in camp. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Everybody's out there, and they're so surprised, except for me, who I've been screaming this all the freaking offseason, man. Like, I'm really to buy in, like, with Calvin Ridley, because Trevor Lawrence was playing as a top five, top three quarterback to end the season. He was on fire down the stretch. And we saw this Jacksonville Jaguars passing attack tick up as far as pace and passing rates. You tell me that's not going to happen with a true but 100% back alpha wide receiver that Trevor Lawrence can now lean on. Yeah, it's going to happen, man. So I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Calvin Ridley is the discount Stephon Diggs. You should not be able to get him as late as you can. He's going to threaten for possibly 90 to 100 receptions, and he's going to crush, man.
Well, he was 24. Now he's 20 right now in the current ADP on Fantasy Pros. That's the consensus ADP where you could see everything together. I'm willing to buy, just so everybody knows, all the way up to 15. So he can leapfrog DeAndre Hopkins. He can leapfrog Keenan Allen. He can leapfrog Amari Cooper. He can leapfrog Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf. That's where we have the conversation. Devonta Smith, DK Metcalf, Calvin Ridley. Then we can have the hard talk and sit down. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Trophy Smack. Trophy Smack is the only place to get epic trophies, championship belts, and rings for your fantasy football league. Trophy Smack championship belts and rings crush the competition. Their custom design tools make it incredibly simple to create a belt or ring with any image or text that you want in less than a minute. That's trophysmack.com, TROPHYSMACK.com for all your fantasy trophies, belts, rings, and loser awards, too. Don't forget about those. Our next giveaway is for a free Ultimate Championship belt from our good pals over at Trophy Smack. So to win that, all you have to do is subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel and comment on a video. That's it. That's all you have to do. And while you're at it, drop a like and click on that bell for notifications so you know every time a new piece of content drops here on the Fantasy Pros channel.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zay Flowers is another guy, too, starting to rise a little bit stock-wise. Now, for me, he was basically my number two wide receiver coming into this draft anyway, in terms of 2023 redraft stock. You're starting to see some of the quick feet with him. You're starting to see how he gets off the line of scrimmage there, and you're starting to see NFL veteran corners struggle in camp to guard him, which is not surprising to me. But it is still a run-heavy offense. We know that's, regardless of change of OC, it's going to be the same. It's still got Odell Beckham, who they're paying right now. Rashad Bateman's still there. So, Zay Flowers, are you buying this buzz, or are you selling it right now? Because this is a little bit more complicated situation, because the style of offense, Mark Andrews, all the other pieces that are around him, where it's really hard for him to necessarily be the number one guy.
I'm buying it, Joe. Me and Matt Harmon talked about this earlier this week on the Fantasy Pros podcast, so go check it out. But like Zay Flowers, man, he brought him up as one of his must-have players of this year, and I'm totally in on that. Like with Zay Flowers, he needs to be mentioned, and he's not being mentioned, Joe. He needs to be mentioned in the same conversation with contingent upside as Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Quentin Johnston. Guys that people are like, oh, they're wide receiver threes, they're wide receiver fours, because there's other talented wide receivers in that offense. Okay, well, yeah, that's not, I mean, I'm not saying you're lying about that, but the other side of that is, what if Odell is washed? What if Rashad Bateman can't stay healthy? Zay Flowers could be the number two passing weapon in this offense, and it doesn't take a lot for that to happen. So where you're drafting him at wide receiver three, wide receiver four prices, he's got wide receiver two upside. And we know the talent is there, Joe. I mean, you and I have been talking about this all offseason, man. 93rd percentile college dominator. We saw the guy overcome bad quarterback play all through college, and now he gets to catch passes from Lamar? Giddy up, baby.
Yeah, he is right now at wide receiver 52 on Fantasy Pros, all the way up to wide receiver 36. That's where I feel comfortable. And I just updated my rankings today. You can go check them out, and you could use those rankings too to make cheat sheets for your drafts and sync everything up there. Fantasypros.com/draftwizard, like a good fantasy football degenerate should do. How about Dalton Kincaid? That's another guy too, getting a lot of buzz. Well, we love the hands. We love what he's doing. We love what we've seen so far, Dalton Kincaid, but Dalton Kincaid is still a rookie tight end. And outside of Kyle Pitts, those things don't happen very often. So I know they moved up draft capital. The draft was obviously, you know, a situation where the wide receiver room got away from the Buffalo Bills, so they moved up, took Kincaid. Okay, great college career, But are you buying the buzz that he's getting in camp right now, or he's selling it?
I'm buying the buzz. I mean, he's an extremely talented player, and who else in this offense is going to demand targets as Stephon Diggs? Mm-hmm. Davis is not a high-end target earner. I like James Cook, but what kind of target share is he going to get, much less we're still worried about snaps? So Dalton Kincaid, he's going to be a mismatch weapon, and I'm still going to buy the fact that, like, I get he's a rookie tight end, but where he goes in drafts, it's perfectly fine to take that upside shot for him to be a top 8, top 10 tight end this year and just be their starting slot wide receiver. So I still think that his price is perfectly fine that if you're marrying that with his upside.
All right, there's a couple other names, too, people probably less familiar with. I know we're buying everything right here. I'm selling it a little. I'm just, for everybody to know, the Dalton Kincaid stuff, and I like Kincaid. But if it starts to creep into that, like, tight end one range of top 10 guys, then I'm out. Like, I'm out there. If he stays at 13, 14, that, okay. Like, I could take him and Mike Gesicki, and I'll figure out the matchups, okay. But right now, I don't like positive buzz on him. I'm selling it. I don't like where it's going. Let's talk about Demario Douglas, who's getting a lot of buzz out of Patriots camp now. You know, for Juju's there, and they just, you know, extended Devontae Parker, which makes my brain hurt. But Demario Douglas, wide receiver taken, I believe, in the 6th round here for the New England Patriots. That's another guy, too, that you're hearing some rumblings about, like he's been the best wide receiver in camp and all these things. I'm selling this because this just feels like they want to make something out of someone, because this is not a good group. And I think you tend to agree here, it feels like.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, look, Douglas is a 5'8", 170-ish pound player. He's going to be full-time
slot. He's me. He's me playing in the NFL. Probably in better shape, but he's basically me.
I don't know. You might have him on foot speed, Joe. I mean, I've seen you.
I don't have him on foot speed. I've got him in weight probably a little bit, but, you know, at the very least. But I, but
all I heard was that you can get off press man a little bit better than Douglas. That's all I heard, okay?
We've played enough football together, you and I. You know I can still sling the rock a little bit.
So,
a bit.
A little bit. I don't know if Douglas has your arm, but definitely the foot speed. But with Douglas, man, I mean, even Bill came out and was like, okay, pump the brakes on this just a little bit. So if Belichick is telling us to do that, then yes, I'm going to agree with that. And I mean, I'm sorry. It's still the New England Patriots offense. That's that Amondre. You can have it, man. I don't want any part of this offense.
All right. What about the Texans offense? I know, like, it's not going to be great theoretically either. It's going to be better, but it couldn't be worse. Tank Dell was the guy that people were saying, well, you know, CJ Stroud, like, tanked out, and he called him, and then now next thing you know, he's on the team, and now, oh, look, they're all hanging out, and they're playing nice together, and all, like, I get it. All that stuff is fine. I'm selling this Tank Dell stuff because I'm a John Metchie guy, so I am standing on principle. Some people are Nico Collins guys. At the end of the day, this is going to feel very much, I remember back in the day, Tags and I had an argument about MVS and Geronimo Allison, and he was on the Geronimo Allison side, and I was on the MVS side, and there were no real winners in that. I mean, I guess I won only because MVS is still in the league. You know, I guess like that I guess is a win, but it feels kind of like that. Like we're all going to be at the end losers anyway in this conversation, but I'm still taking Metchie late. I'm not buying this Tank Dell buzz that's going on simply because I think there's too many guys ahead of him that I like better. Number one. And number two, it's also limited in terms of how much can CJ Stroud really do for this offense in year one. Maybe towards the second half, things will improve, but in your opinion, this Tank Dell buzz that continues to go from the draft now into camp, I feel like it's starting in those deeper leagues, starting to make an imprint on people's minds. Are you buying or selling it?
Well, first of all, I have to own my consensus L on Geronimo Allison as well. So, you know, just
like you were in good company. Tags knew what he was doing. Everybody's, you know, we all have our ups and downs. Goodness knows I have. So,
man, I mean, I was in on Allison.
It was a drag out fight, by the way. We used to go at it. I miss him. But we used to have so much fun going at that stuff.
Yeah, man. I wish I could fight with you about the Tank Dell stuff, but I can't fight with you about this. Like, I think there's size concerns. There's also concerns about Tank Dell, like how much 11 versus 12 personnel that they run. Does he get on the field if he's not playing the slot? So those are valid concerns. The other guy I want to bring him in this conversation that I am buying the hype on here, Joe, is Xavier Hutchinson. And I know before we went live, I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to talk about Xavier Hutchinson. You're like, Hutchinson who? I get it. Like, a lot of people might not know who this guy is, but that's why I wanted to bring his name up, because final picks of your draft, deep leagues, 14 teamers, 16 teamers that you're playing with, you know, Hutchinson is a guy that I want you to understand and know about, because at the end of those drafts, he is really talented. And yes, he fell in the draft. I can't tell you why or how that happened, but still, we need to put respect on his name. He was 24th in yards per route run, 4th in PFF receiving grade, and 25th in yak.
Just draft John Mechie at the end, folks. That's what you really want to do. For more conversations and debates, obviously follow us on social media, on all those platforms. Join our Discord, too, where we're having these conversations with our listeners, too. It's fantasypros.com/chat. That's a great place to go and talk football and find leagues if you're looking for leagues, and also get involved with some of our mock drafts that we've got going. August is mock draft season around those parts. So if you want to flex those muscles and use your draft wizard with some of the best and brightest football minds, go join the Discord. And of course, download Draft Wizard and start mocking today. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For D-Bro, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.